Now the main question comes, why should the farmer understand and manage the agriculture price risk? Because it is inherent in agricultural production. No farmer can consider that he won't face any risk in agriculture, because this risk can be because of controllable or uncontrollable factors. Controllable factors can be the behavior of the farmer, the decisions made by the farmer, the support that he gets from his workers. Uncontrollable can be the climate change, the seasonal changes, the marketing environment, which is not under the control of the farmer. Both small farmers and huge landowning farmers cannot avoid agricultural price risk. Unpredictable prices can make it difficult for the farmers to accurately forecast prices, and this can seriously impact his planning and sustainability in the agribusiness. And hence, understanding and managing agricultural price risk is crucial for farmers to survive in agribusiness and achieve long-term financial stability. Now, since we have understood the meaning of agricultural price risk, we have said the risk can be because of various factors, and based on that, we can also categorize risk into different ways, like the price risk, the market risk, the liquidity risk, the operational risk, the credit risk, the legal risk, the regulatory risk, the reputational risk, the settlement risk, the strategic risk, the systematic risk, the technology risk, the production risk, the marketing risk, the financial risk, the institutional risk, the skilled workers risk, and so on. Now, let us understand some of this briefly. First, we understand the price risk. Why will the price risk come? The price risk is specifically because of the uncertainty and variability in the prices of agricultural inputs and commodities. If the prices of the agricultural inputs increase, definitely the cost of production will increase, and definitely the impact on the consumers will also increase. When the commodities are bought in the market, the changes in the market value of agricultural inputs and commodities will cause an adverse change in the prices, and that gives rise to the market risk. Liquidity risk can be because of the failure of the farmer to meet his funding requirements. When we talk about funding requirements, it can be for production, or it can be recovery from something which has been provided to some other fellow farmer or some of the other participants in the market. Operational risk can be because of inadequate systems and controls in the farm, human error, management failure in farming activities, which can be both manual and mechanized, which can cause serious destruction in the quantity and quality of farm produce. Credit risk is largely attributed to the failure to perform obligations related to the sale of agri-commodities. Whenever farmer sells his produce to some other regional distributor or a wholesaler, the other party, the counterparty, has to fulfill his obligation, and if that obligation is not performed, that gives rise to credit risk. Legal risk can arise from legally enforceable, non-enforceable agricultural contracts, because every time the farmer may not have legal expertise, and there may be some loopholes through which there can originate legal risk. Regulatory risk can be loss arising from failure to comply with regulatory or legal frameworks. Reputational risk can arise from adverse public opinion when the farmer is not able to supply the right quality to the consumers, or the farmers have to face some complaints because of the impact of the produce that is sent to the consumer. Settlement risk can arise due to the thinking differences when an institution either pays off funds or deliverable assets. So there has to be a proper time schedule, the delivery schedule, both of the payment of money as well as delivery of assets. So if there is some mismatch, settlement risk can arise. Strategic risk can arise from the entrepreneurial behavior of farmers, traders, and misreading client requests, wrong interpretation of experts, reports on soils, hammered technology. Wrong inputs can give rise to wrong decision, and wrong decision can cause something wrong happening in the agricultural operations. So strategic risk can cause impact on the farm produce, which can ultimately impact the revenue streams of the farmers. Systemic risk can be because of large and complex agricultural allied organizations' failure to maintain the financial obligations, and technology risk can be because of improper implementation of technology in the farm sector. This improper implementation can happen because of wrong equipment or failure to upgrade or control the equipment that are actually deployed in the farm sector. Production risk can originate from weather conditions, pests, disease, uneven rainfall, drought, hail, because the entire season the farmer will do everything and suddenly something happens and it results into a damage or destruction of the production or the harvest. This gives rise to production risk. Once the harvest being done, it has to be sent to the market for realization of the produce proceeds. However, fluctuations between the demand and supply of farm produce can give rise to the marketing risk. Financial risk can happen when the farmer is not able to recover the cost of previous inputs and sustain the cost of new cultivation because the farmer doesn't have luxury of having huge money at his disposal. What he puts in, he produces, sells, and that is again used for new inputs. So this is the cycle that goes on and on, seasons after season. So if there is any disruption, if there is any failure to recover the cost of previous inputs, it can give rise to financial risk. Institutional risk can happen due to lack of support from insurance companies, especially when the crops are damaged, destroyed because of natural calamities. Then export services, waste disposal, etc. So whenever these institutions won't provide support specifically to benefit the farmers or the agricultural sector, farmers have to face institutional risk. Then skilled workers risk, as we see, farmer is the decision maker, but he has to be supported by the workers, and that too in some cases unskilled and skilled workers have to have the proper ratio in its input towards the farm production. Any shortage can impact the farm production and optimum processing of the farm produce. So friends, having understood these different types of risk, it becomes more easier for understanding the concept of agricultural price risk management. Agricultural price risk management involving deploying of appropriate strategies and techniques by farmers on farm activities to mitigate the impact of different types of risk. In this subject or chapter, we are more specifically focusing on the price volatility on the income of farmers as well as the farm operations. Agricultural price risk management helps farmers create price certainty, ensure smooth operation, and improve financial performance and generate stable revenues. So this concept of agricultural price risk management is very, very important for farmers when it comes to price risk. Lot of the control and the initiatives, proactive measures that are taken for managing the price risk are responsible for price certainty, smooth operations, improved financial performance, and the stable revenues of the farmers. So now we are set for understanding the definition of agricultural price risk management. Agricultural price risk management is a systematic process of identifying, assessing, and prioritizing. When we talk about identifying, assessing, and prioritizing, we should be capable of understanding the different type of risk. The next important factor is to assess how important or priority we should give to that particular risk. When we talk about priority, we might have to allot the scores to the risk, and the highest priority will be taken up first. for deployment of appropriate strategies and techniques by the farmers. These strategies will be aimed at mitigating potential adverse effects, maybe by taking proactive measures for prevention, price volatility, control the price volatility, and thus protect from the financial losses. So agricultural price risk management is a systematic process of identifying, assessing, and prioritizing the agricultural risk to deploy appropriate strategies and techniques by farmers to mitigate the potential adverse effects of price volatility on agricultural commodities and thus protect them from financial losses. Risk-aware culture is a very important concept that deals with agricultural price risk management. The life of a farmer is intertwined with agricultural price risk, largely due to the price volatility and uncertainty in the price of agricultural commodity. A right decision can cause a booming harvest. An error in decision making will result in total destruction of the revenue from the farm produce. And hence, a farmer has to be very careful in designing a structured approach to understand the uncertainties, make a robust plan to deal with the uncertainties, safeguard from the potential threats. Only then, with the proactive approach, he can regularly assess the problems or uncertainties that he may have to face and will be ready to deal with them. To ensure a smooth operations in the farming activities and safeguarding their farmers' income, a risk-aware culture will encourage open communication, will have regular meetings with a stakeholder in the agricultural sector, and ensure that continuous learning is done for identifying, assessing, and deploying right and timely tools and strategies to manage agricultural price risk. So friends, a risk-aware culture is very important for managing or dealing with the challenges which can cause serious damage to the agricultural production as well as to the revenue streams of the farmers from the farm sector. A structured approach is essential to understand and deal with uncertainties and potential threats. A risk-aware culture enables the farmers to weather the storm of price uncertainty as well as price volatility. It helps the farmers to take proactive approach by regularly assessing the potential threats and develop robust plans to reduce their impact and safeguard their farm income. Risk-aware farmers equip themselves with sustainable practices, tactics, strategies for navigating uncertainty in agricultural price. A risk-aware culture will help the farmer to be in a continuous learning mode, because uncertainty will never know what can happen at what time. So one has to continuously learn with the changing environment in the agricultural sector and keep himself updated and upgraded with tools and strategies to face the challenge, conquer the challenge, and come out with flying colors to ensure a smoother farm operation and sustainability in agri-business. Now, that brings us to another important topic into this chapter on the importance of agricultural price risk management. Why agricultural price risk management is important? The first and the foremost reason is stabilize agricultural price. Because only if the agricultural prices are stabilized, a farmer can recover the cost of production, gain some revenue out of it, and utilize the proceeds for further planning and growth of agribusiness. Only then the production process can be smoother, he will have continuity in profitability, he will be safeguarded with insurance against internal and external threats. This will in turn enhance efficiency and transparency of agricultural markets, which in turn will safeguard farmers' income against unforeseen fluctuation in market prices, as well as ensure financial stability of farmers and agribusiness. If the farmers have taken some loans or credits for farm operations, he will be in a better position to service the debts and ensure better debt management. It will also help the farmer for better planning for investments in the agricultural sector, because a progressive farmer will always try to improve his operations with newer equipments, newer innovations, newer technology, newer creativity. For that, he requires investments, and these investments can be done only if there is a stable price that generates regular income for the farmer. And this in turn can ensure long-term sustainability of agribusiness. He can confidently negotiate with the stakeholders, whether it would be for the input suppliers or the technology suppliers or the distributors or the market participants. He can also compete in international markets, because his surplus would be enough for the local markets, as well as if the quality is good, he can fetch a good price in the international markets. Driving support to the well-being of rural populations. The rural populations, which generally migrate to urban center for seeking jobs, they would be motivated to stay on in the rural, embrace agriculture, and which in turn will make a prosperous rural population. The challenges that are associated with agri-price mismanagement are many. The number one challenge is market volatility, which makes difficult for farmers to predict and manage the price risk. When we talk about market volatility, this can be largely because of the demand and supply, which are again not constant factors. These keep on changing, and that is the reason market volatility makes a serious impact on the price. Unpredictable weather patterns and adverse events can again cause disruption in the production and marketing of farm produce. Any shortage or excess production can impact or influence the price. The fluctuations in the prices of inputs can have an influence on the cost of production. Another important challenge can be limited access to the credit, because when we talk about the servicing of the debt, a farmer has to get a stable income. If some crop season has not gone well, he will face problems in the cash flow, which will create problems for servicing, which can establish a negative report for repayment, and that can limit his access to credit. Inadequate storage, transportation, and infrastructure can also be a big challenge, because the farmer might not sufficiently store and protect his farm produce. Much of it can get spoiled. He may not be able to transport it in the market at the right time when it is to be sold, and the infrastructure may not support his production to go to the market for fetching a right price. So this can be various challenges. Long production cycle can be a serious challenge, because a farmer may have to wait till the completion. Only then he can get returns for his crops. If something happens during this period, it can pose a serious challenge for recovery of whatever money he has invested. Lack of diversified or limited marketing channels can create problems for getting the best price, for transporting it to consumer who is willing to pay more. Information asymmetry will not let the farmer to understand the market trends to send his produce in a market which can fetch good price when there is a demand. Changes in government policies and regulatory uncertainties can also be a challenge, because farmers have to quickly adapt to such changes. If he's not aware about such changes, and even if he's aware, if he's not able to deploy the right strategies, it can pose serious problems for him. The global economic factors, especially when it comes to the import and exports of agri commodities, can also pose serious challenges to the agricultural price. That brings us to opportunities. Like challenges, another face of a coin are the opportunities. Though farmers should not be worried only of the challenges, he should be equally aware about the opportunities that are there in the agriculture price risk management, which can inspire him to find solutions, be creative, use innovations, use technology to overcome such challenges. It offers pathways for the farmers to upgrade and upskill, to get knowledge, to get tools, to get strategies, to navigate the complexities of agricultural price risk. It provides economic stability for farmers. It allows him to leverage opportunities to be resilient, sustainable, and profitable in the agricultural sector and remain unaffected by agricultural price volatility despite various challenges he has to face. And the solutions are also equally important in the form of government supported, in the form of crafted by the farmer himself. Like the crop insurance scheme is supported by the government, which helps the farmer to get compensated for the loss he might have suffered because of some uncertainty or unforeseen event. Farmers have a solution in the form of crop rotation and diversification, because when he cultivates different types of crops, all the crops might not get damaged suddenly because of some certain climatic regions. Some of the crops might sustain even in adverse conditions. So diversification is a key. Contract farming will help the farmer to get the price fixed before he even starts cultivation. Processing and selling value-added products can help the farmer to create newer streams out of agriculture. Cooperative farming will help the farmer to get support from the fellow members for new updates, for sharing of equipments, even for marketing of farm produce. Precision farming technology is the most modern invention, which helps the farmer to use the latest tools or technical equipments to test the quality of the soil, to monitor the crop growth, as well as to improve the crop yield. Blockchain technology is another wonder which has helped the farmers to track the movement of farm produce right from its farm gate to the market and improve transparency and traceability in the supply chain. Big data analytics is helping farmers to actually understand from the data that is generated from farm operations as well as marketing, to understand the trends of the market, to understand the preferences of the consumer and take benefit out of it, even by producing it as well as by distributing it. There are more solutions that are created by the farmer, by the scientist, by the government, by the technologist. Mobile apps is one such, which helps the farmer to get real-time update. He don't have to go to some research institutes. He just don't have to tune in a TV channel. Just by accessing his mobile, he can get real-time information, which can be very useful for fixing the problems he may be suffering from. The supportive government policy is encouraging farmers to be updated and compensated for any loss in the farming sector. It can be in the form of subsidy, it can be in the form of insurance, or it can even be a form of financial support to the farmers. Various training programs are conducted for benefiting farmers, for teaching them newer methods, tools, and strategies of risk management. The extension services are useful for providing on-the-farm support with testing of soil, discussing with the farmers about the tactics and strategies that are deployed for farming, cultivating, as well as marketing. The investment in improved storage and transportation infrastructure tremendously helps the farmers to reduce the spoilage, to improve the supply to the markets, as well as to fetch a good price at the right time, at the right place. Farmers can also explore international markets. As we have seen, now the crop production is increasing. Farmers have surplus not only for local consumption, but the quality is so good that it can be exported, and there is a great demand in international markets. Farmers can make good use of this opportunity. The online marketplaces and e-commerce platforms are a great boon in the modern times to allow the farmers to connect with a larger market participants and do a buy or sell a deal in agri commodities. So friends, with this we complete chapter 1, which has laid the foundation for agricultural price risk management. In this chapter, we have not only understood what are the key features of Indian agriculture, why farmers should take care of the agricultural price risk, what are the different types of risk that a farmer may have to suffer, and the challenges that can create problems. We have also understood the solutions that are available for the farmers to cope with the risk. So let's conclude this chapter. Agriculture and its allied sectors played a vital role in the Indian economy. Agriculture price risk refers to the uncertainty surrounding the prices of agricultural produce. Farmers and processors have to face various types of agricultural price risk. Effective agricultural price risk management provides several benefits to the farmers. A risk-aware culture will enable farmers to apply a structured approach to understand and deal with uncertainties and potential threats. And there are lots of opportunities and solutions to face the challenges and ensure that farmer is able to produce larger amount of crops year on year, live a sustainable life in the agriculture sector, and be an important source of food security for our country as well as for the world. So that takes us to the next chapter, where we will understand different types of markets or basic concepts of things that are connected with agricultural price risk management. Thank you.